Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell, the international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
You gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
Damn, tearing everything up in this motherfucker. Tear it up.
Timmy!
All righty, people. Let's get this thing started. This is Weeds Day Wednesday presents Hydroponics. Am I growing it inside, people? Keeping it indoors. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Ms. Emily, what it do, don't do?
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon, good morning to everybody out there. You know what confuses me? I look at Facebook, and you know the events, you know what I'm saying, when it pop up.
Right.
It says upcoming show at 8 p.m.
Okay.
I don't understand that. Why it shows like the event starts at 8 p.m., at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to click on there if you're going to attend it or not?
Yeah, but I'm saying the show don't start at 8 o'clock at night. Start 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So why is it posted at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when you click on it, like when you click into it, but then at the bottom it shows, you know, this show's original airtime is at, you know, and then it gives all the listings. The correct list.
What program is this? What show is it?
No, I'm saying any show. I'm saying every show when I schedule it.
Oh.
You know, it automatically updates yeah, automatically updates on Facebook. But the update on Facebook shows that the show starts at 8 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock.
Well, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, that's weird. It's stupid. Because then when you, I'm saying, when then when you click the event, they actually RSVP, then it shows the actual,
time.
You know, airtime of it. I'm going like, what?
Wow, they're dummies. Get their act together.
Yeah. Facebook for you people. Facebook. That's Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Sidenight, man. He sent me the, you know, I got all the stuff right now, and I'm just waiting on him to do, so we can set up the little test, you know what I'm saying, get the test going down. By this weekend, everything should be rolling. That's my goal.
Okay, I'm working hard.
By this weekend to have, yeah, to have everything rolling. And Tuesday, people, is it. Coming around the corner. Coming around the corner when it comes. All right.
You don't even get a chance to think, man, for himself. He's working, working, working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody hanging out at Coco's Lounge last night for the karaoke. Karaoke, what I call it, you know what I'm saying? Karaoke. And I did two songs, even though Mr. Art, my so-called video man, fucked up. Because he videotaped this other chick. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. They had this lady in there. I mean, she was blowing it, though. I mean, she was shit. I was like, damn. You know, and I got the video. I'm actually posting on YouTube. I'm going to YouTube the video. Actually, I'm a Facebook too. So, hey, yeah, everybody will see it in a minute. I'm going to post it. But she did a good job. You know what I'm saying? Then when he come to record me and me doing my karaoke, you know what I'm saying? That damn camera cut off. Ain't this a bitch? And then the second song, he ain't even recorded at all. Boy, look at this Muraneka. You Muraneka. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, though. All right. Dealing with Heavenly Angel and her sidekick phone. Because, yeah, the phone be kicking her ass. Oh, man, it goes down real big, people. So we're talking about hydroponics. You know, this is Weeds Day Wednesday, where we talk about anything related to the good Mary Jane. And I'm talking about Mary Jane. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into that, I'm going to drop this quick song on you. You know what I'm saying? This is a new hit by Miss Janu, showing y'all a different side, just from the booty shaking side. You know what I'm saying? We get down to the gangster. And I want to go ahead and debut it right here live on the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's Regular Game Radio. Going to get into this real quick and come back to you after these hits. This is Miss Janu, dressed in all black.
Bro, you better back up, I'll beat you bloody. And I got my drag queen for all your buddies. Got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do, don't make me call me out my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute, being right out water. You better shut up, catch your ass with a bottle. Got a battery, truck, I'm finna catch another. I make your ass wanna get the filthy umbrella. That bone crush is sad, nah, I ain't never scared. You fuck around with shy, I find your ass dead. I'm up in the club trying to have a good time. And then I had to stop the beat to fill it whole down. Feel like you tried me and all bars in the body. They got a fairy inside. Your mommy at a funeral, crying what you do to her. Just an all black hoe, I told you I'm dry. Waking up, my mama called me, screaming, yelling. Said she needs some money, like she's got to go off. Me and Tony, I'm a better man, Lord, I got to go off. He say he want his money because he's waiting after the first half. What am I to do in a situation like this? When all I need is cash, man, I gotta get it fast. Yeah, I need a nice dick, and I gotta get it quick. So I call up my whore, you don't know what time it is. Like my homegirl, Candy, she know this nigga Randy. And he drive a new Camry and push for Miami. He got these connections, I'm way upstate. But he stay low-key, I'm alone with these men. This nigga got no fees, the whole key, man. Say he got to swim real thick to the
with a sweet voice in the dark skin tone. And my home brother Randy, I fell in the room while they was 69 and four R.W. tomb. While I was downstairs, feeling the spring, and a punch in the nipples on his face that they click. Yeah, me and Candy didn't play the clip, one on Randy, but I gotta hurry up. Boy, he has first nut, cause he might get up and see my face like truck. Then things gonna get ugly and real, real bloody. So I ain't got no time to be talking in the flame. Don't be trying to run, we gon' come and find you. Dressed in all black and you swear to Jack moves. Don't be trying to run, we gon' come and find you. Dressed in all black and you swear to Jack moves. Don't be trying to run, we gon' come and find you. Dressed in all black and you swear to Jack moves. Don't be trying to run, we gon' come and find you. Dressed in all black and you swear to Jack moves.
I know you can pick up a lot of things on this site, but I don't think he got a hydroponic growing machines yet. You know what?
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
Yeah.
Avon calling.
All right, people. You know
that's
saying?
An awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. You know, that's going down real big. All right, Weed Day Wednesday presents Hydroponics. Of course, we talk about everything marijuana related. You know what I'm saying? If you're growing indoors, outdoors, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Coming from the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Mr. Easy Rider, representing Bid66.com, Pennsylvania, and everywhere in between, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Shouts out to the guests, you know what I'm saying, hanging out up in there. Heavenly Angel. And hola! Hey, hey, hey! Pow, pow. Sorry, people. I got to take a brief interjection real quick as I say what's up to my Mexican homeboys out there. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Jaime Garcia. I'm an AB laugh. Yeah, that shit is tripping out. Paz is los mi amigo.
Vamos a Tepa, tierra soñada, donde la vida es un primor, donde me espera mi chapeteada, la única dueña de mi amor. Es tan bonita mi chaparrita, que cuando va al templo a rezar, todo le nombran la virgencita, la de los labios de coral.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, man, that shit there, man, that shit there. Oh, that's some funny shit there, man. And it's so funny, you know what I'm saying, that, yeah, people, I'm black, goddamn right, and I understand half of that fucking song. Yeah, most of it, talking to his girl, you know what I'm saying, where's my love, where's my heart, you know what I'm saying, and all that good shit. That's what's up. I understood a little bit of all that, you know what I'm saying. All right, we're going to, you know, I always got to give you, you know what I'm saying, the official meaning of the word. And then, you know what I'm saying, of course, we go into what it actually is. Okay, and this is coming from, Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying? You know, they always be holding it down, Wikipedia.org. And hydroponics is from the Greek word hydro, which is water, and ponos, P-O-N-O-S, which is labor. And it is a method of growing plants using mineral nutrient solutions in water without soil. Terrestrial plants may be grown with their roots in the mineral nutrient solution only, or in an inert medium such as a perlite, gravel, mineral wool, or coconut husk. Researchers discovered in the 19th century that plants absorb essential mineral nutrients as inorganic ions in water. In natural conditions, soil acts as a mineral nutrient reservoir, but the soil itself is not essential to plant growth. When the mineral nutrients in the soil dissolve in water, plant roots are able to absorb them. When the required mineral nutrients are introduced into a plant's water supply artificially, soil is no longer required for the plant to thrive. Almost any terrestrial plant will grow with hydroponics. Hydroponics is also a standard technique in biology research and teaching. And if you want to get all in-depth into the background of it, of course, people, there's a slew of information, you know what I'm saying, where you can, you know, go and check it out. Let's see. NASA is the ones that are working right now. You got some advantages. Let's get to some advantages and disadvantages. Some reasons why hydroponics are being used around the world for food production are the following. One is no soil is needed. Two is the water stays in the system and can be reused, thus lower water costs. Three, it is possible to control the nutrition levels in their entirety, thus lower nutrition costs. No nutrition pollution is released into the environment because of the control system. Stable and high yields. Pests and diseases are easier to get rid of. than in soil because of the container's mobility. And today, hydroponics is an established branch of agronomy, A-G-R-O-N-O-M-Y, agronomy. Progress has been rapid, and results obtained in various countries have proved it to be thoroughly practical and to have very definite advantages over conventional methods of horticulture, which is planting shit in the soil. The two chief merits of the soilless cultivation of plants are, first, much higher crop yields, and second, hydroponics can be used in places where in-ground agriculture or gardening is not possible. And that would be a few third world countries where, you know, such as the desert and other places like that, where it wouldn't work. Hydrogen garden ride. Okay, I'm going to read that in just a second. Some disadvantages. Hydroponic conditions, presence of fertilizer in high humidity create an environment that stimulates salmonella growth. Yes, people, you can't get salmonella poisoning, and not just from eating raw meat or chicken and shit like that, uncooked foods. Other disadvantages include pathogen attacks such as damp off due to verticillium wilt caused by the high moisture levels associated with hydroponics and overwatering of soil-based plants. Also, many hydroponic plants require different fertilizers and containment systems. So, this is not something you just want to jump into like you know what the fuck you's doing. You want to go into it first, you know what I'm saying? Study the different systems, the cost, and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to go here to try to see if we can find us some machines. All right, we're on stealthhydro.com. See what they got on here. And we have the dual spectrum bubble ponics. I'm looking at machines here starting at $189, $199. They have one for $49. Let's see what that is. $49.95. What do you get for $49.95? You get the Bucketeer DWC system. Introducing the Bucketeer DWC, designed for a singular monstrous plant. Only serious applicants need apply. Deep water culture systems are an excellent way to grow hydroponically while cutting your costs. In a DW system, the roots lie in a constantly aerated nutrient solution, and it is the perfect system for beginners to learn the art of hydroponics. It is a 5-gallon container. Matter of fact, I'm going to share this with everybody in the on the bridge. And if you like to participate in the show, make sure you log on to www.lawtalkradio.com/WDGE radio while you can. And I do mean while you can, because we will be moving on up like the worldly Jeffersons. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
Righty. Back up in the building, Miss Emily Angel. Going down real big. Two sick kids here. One with a fever, one can't breathe on a machine right now to help them. And one's sleeping with a tummy ache. Wow. Somebody needs some marijuana in their life. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I meant, yeah.
They're a little young for that one.
Yeah, don't think so. The kids in California are eating marijuana. Yeah.
They are, with ADD.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think you need to diagnose your kids with ADD so they can benefit from the marijuana. No, they don't have to have it. Just say they have it so they can get the goddamn drugs. All right, people? Jesus, play the game.
Wednesday, Wednesday, that's right.
Wednesday, Wednesday, people. Okay, this says if you want to use, this comes from Mr. Easy Ride. If you want, you can use machines or lights as a watering system. Climate control also depends on how elaborate and what you are growing. Aerial garden. What do they call the things the kids hit and candy comes out? A pinata. They need to make a pinata look like A look-alike or smelly. Oh, is it like that? They would arrest it. Oh, it's black jokes. Wow. Is it black jokes? Hold on. Hold on. I know I ain't see a black joke often now.
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is ready.
Cut the show off. There'll be no racism on this show.
Please, no.
Ah, man.
Mexican.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He posted on Facebook today, Hump Day. It's Hump Day.
What's that? Today is, Wednesday Hump Day.
Amiga Garcia. Arriba.
Cold day in hell that I'd give my kid marijuana. Shit. My kid marijuana. Take his punk ass
himself
to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Why waste it on the kids?
Take that. You got a kid? You ever grow anything hydroponically?
I have not, no. No, but they have a nice machine that they have. Yeah, I guess you could say machine, hydroponic, for tomatoes, growing tomatoes on TV. They advertise for about $100. You could grow herbs or whatever you want in it. Have you seen it?
Well, this might be, and this to me, I would try this for $50, you know what I'm saying? I would try something like this because, you know, this is inexpensive. This is what you get in the bucketeer system. The kid includes the bucket tier DWC.
Bucket
huh?
You can pre-tier bucket for growing. I'll link it
Okay.
If I find it.
I got to send Vice Grip a quick text message. He's inviting someone to the show. And he wants the call-in number to check it out, so I want to send him the show information, people. You can always call 237-5125 if you ever want to be live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Call up, share any kind of information you'd like, you know what I'm saying, regarding your business, whatever you got going on, any artists out there, you know what I'm saying, you want to hit up, let us know some new music you got, you know what I'm saying. But before you do that, artists, you need to send it to WDGE Radio@gmail.com, and once you do that, then we'll get it and pop it in rotation for you. So make sure you do that. Let's see. Damn, someone stole them. Ain't that a bit? Hey, grow weed on your windowsill. Yes, people, marijuana can grow anywhere, really. Just depending on the type of quality that's gonna kick out. You know what I'm saying? You might be growing some bullshit. Or you could be growing some good shit. In this kit, you get a heavy-duty 90 milliliter, black 5-gallon bucket reservoir. Features a grommet hole for airline tube and a pro drainage kit. Also, you get an air pump with a 4-inch bubble disc and tubing. Durable air pump feeds air to the nutrient solution via the huge 4-inch bubble disc, infusing the solution with tiny life-giving bubbles. And the bubble actually is the oxygen, you know what I'm saying, that is providing the plant with oxygen, artificial. Then you get the 10-inch Bucket Buddy net pot, which is a heavy-duty 10-inch Bucket Buddy net pot, and is strong and durable, that's what sits inside the actual container. It looks like a coffee pot. Yeah, that's crazy. Then you also get the Pro Drainage Kit, which is easy and simplistic drainage, which also allows one to connect to other bucket tiers and an external reservoir. You get two rock wool cubes. Rock wool cubes are the ideal medium for starting seedlings or cuttings. Also, the Hydrotone Grow Rocks, simply one of the best grow mediums on the market. It is clean, pH neutral, pH stable, and perfect for DWC systems. It includes 4.5 liters, enough Hydrotone to fill the 10-inch Buddy Bucket net pot. And last but not least, you get the instructional manual and grow guide, CD-ROM. Yeah, they get everything. They leave you hanging with all of this equipment. No way. They're going to make it as easy as humanly possible to help you through this experience. After all, they want you telling friends how awesome the system works. So in the PDF files on the CD-ROM, they'll walk you through each growth phase and how and when to apply the nutrient packs. And then they'll let you in on some of their green thumb tricks and give you a head start with their years of experience. And that is coming from StealthHydroponics.com. You have a one comment down at the bottom from a person who actually bought it. Says, it was way too easy. I did a lot of research on growing before I decided how I was going to grow my plants. Everything I read told me to grow in soil first, then try hydro grow. Well, I ordered this product anyway, and I am about 2 weeks away from harvest, and I couldn't be happier. He's talking about harvest, people, and I don't think he's talking about tomatoes. Yeah. The hardest part was maintaining the correct pH level, but once I got used to it, it was easy. Think I'm going to move on to the bubble ponic kit with the start of my next grow. And thank you guys at Stealth Hydro. Looking forward to doing more business with you guys. Bluntman 509. You also got another one says, I'm a newbie to hydroponics, so I decided to go with the bucketeer system. And I'm very impressed with the results so far. I've only had this product for a month, and my plants are very healthy and growing fast. Wow. Great system. Solid design. Grows trees. I bet it does. Let's see. Anyway, so I buy this product, and from the time I got it in the mail to the time I planted my seed took about 10 minutes. If you want quick, easy to set up and are strapped for cash, this is the way to go. I'll let you know how my plants do, and yes, that's what I'm growing. Okay, that's from an anonymous person. And I tried growing in soil when I first started. This is from another user. And I got no success and spent a lot of money. Everyone told me that hydroponics were better but harder. I bought this system, and in my first try, I have a lady standing tall and so bushy I almost want to shave her. This, along with the CFLs I got from here, have made my life a lot easier. I don't know what the hell that is. Great job, guys. I'm a lifelong customer and have recommended the site to many friends. Well, let's give them a fucking call, shall we? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, people.
Sounds good.
Let's give them a call. All right. What the hell are we calling them for, though? I don't know.
Just ask them how much the... for, you know, tomatoes to grow in a system like that or plants. I mean, it's faster, you know.
All right, here we go, Pete. We're going in.
What kind of chemicals do you need to use for tomatoes? I mean, tomatoes is essentially the same thing as wheat, so you want to say tomatoes.
Thank you for calling Stealth Hydro. Please listen carefully for the following options. Or if you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. To place a new order, please press 1. To check the status of an existing order, please press 2. To reach our retail outlet in Depot Town in Ypsilanti, please press 3. To reach our warehouse, please press 4. For help with a product you purchased from us, please press 5.
SH, can I help you?
Yes, how you doing today?
Good.
All right. Hey, I got a couple of questions, and I actually want to know if I could get a few minutes of your time.
Sure.
My name is DJ Smell So Good. I'm actually calling you off of my radio show.
Okay.
And the subject of the topic of my show today, I do a show called Weezday Wednesday, where I talk about anything weed related.
Okay.
And we're talking about hydroponics, and when I put in the search result, your site was the first one that popped up.
Okay.
So that's why I'm actually contacting you guys.
All right.
And I'm actually looking at the bucketeer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already read the description of the actual product and some of the comments down at the bottom, which everybody's giving rave reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a starter kit for somebody like me? I'm in Florida, but I also have my friend on the line who was actually she actually buys medical marijuana. She's a subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually trying to find different ways. You know, she's in Seattle, Washington, though.
Gotcha.
So with the
the bucket here is a complete kit too, like that. The bubble ponics is another good one. That's a 6-plant system. That's a good starter kit too.
Okay, the bubble pot. Now I seen that in the comments. That was one of the guys said. He said he tried after he tried the Bucketeer, he was so impressed that he was going to try the bubble ponics on the the second go round. So what's the difference between the two?
Well, in the bubble ponics, you can fit 6 plants in the unit, whereas the Bucketeer is a standalone for one plant. So basically, you can grow a larger plant in the Bucketeer, or you can grow multiple smaller plants in the bubble ponic system.
But not the large plant.
Anything over 3 feet, you don't want to go over 3 feet in the bubble ponic system, really. I mean, you can. It's just going to take a little additional training and things like that.
All right. Okay, go ahead, Heaven Angel.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, what kind of chemicals do you use or put in the system, the water?
With ours, it'll come with our nutrients that are prepackaged. It's basically just your basic grow and bloom fertilizer. Refined mineral salts is basically what it is. When you buy our kits, we measure them for you in pre-measured packets. So all you got to do is add the water to the system and then add one of the packets.
Do you have to change the water periodically?
Yep.
Or?
Change water every 2 weeks. So basically, you'll dump the water every 2 weeks, add new water, and then add another one of those packs.
Okay, and it's faster, too, the system, instead of in the ground, correct?
Yeah, it's much faster.
Oh, okay, great.
So, I mean, as far as I got a couple of listeners. I got listeners from Pennsylvania, Texas, Washington, and Florida right now. As far as these areas, who would better benefit, you know what I'm saying, from using one of these kits?
I mean, anybody can benefit from them. I mean, even in non-medical states, I mean, we saw a lot of these to chefs that, grow their own herbs in their restaurants, people that, grow flowers in them. I mean, anybody benefits from them. We ship all over the United States, so.
Wow. And how long you guys been in business?
5 years.
5 years. Wow. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on that. That's what's up. And where are you guys located? I don't think I've seen
that. We're out of Michigan. We're in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Oh, okay. You're not right down the road, but you in the southern hemisphere. Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, I'm definitely on the site checking it out. And it's a good price. I do see a lot of accessories. What is all the accessories?
Just add-ons. You can add a few things. You got like a thermometer. You could add additional nutrients if you wanted some extra stuff. Just little add-ons. I mean, the kit itself comes with everything you'll need.
That you'll need. Okay.
Those are just little add-ons that can make life easier and stuff.
And as far as I see and I didn't see that come with the kit. It says 85-watt light and reflective.
Yeah, you can get that package with the kit if you don't already have a light system.
Oh, okay. But now is that required, though? Is the light system required for the kit?
Well, yeah. I mean, you will need some type of light system. So if you don't already have one in place, then, I would recommend you order one of the lights.
Oh, okay. See, it didn't notice. See, it didn't mention that.
Yeah, we have that same Bucketeer kit with that 85-watt and the parabolic reflector. I think it's $169 for the kit.
Okay, for the whole everything included.
How often do you need to change the bulb?
Those ones generally last about a year and a half.
Okay.
And is that a special bulb, or is that something you can go to Walmart and get?
No, it's a larger bulb than you can get off the shelves at those places. It's an 85-watt compact fluorescent. The biggest you'll generally find is a 42-watt, which is a 400-watt equivalent at like Home Depot or Walmart. They're also the spectrum's more specific to the plants.
Oh, okay. So it beams the light. Beams the light that more direct than the other light.
It's not so much that, it's the actual spectrum of the light. So the actual color temperature of the light is different from the ones that are off the cells.
Oh, wow. Didn't notice, people. You know what I'm saying? Didn't notice. And as far as I see, you guys refurbished equipment. I'm going to actually click on that real quick.
Yeah, we got a couple things, man. It's just returns from customers and things like that. It's, you know, we don't have much. It's just a couple things here and there from time to time.
You got one thing.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, one thing listed here. Okay.
Yeah, we don't get many returns. So.
And that speaks good on the business.
Exactly.
You know, if you go to a site and they got a whole bunch of refurbished items for sale, they got to tell you the quality of their product.
Definitely, man.
And I'm actually impressed. Your website looks excellent. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to go through and get the different stuff. I've already shared it with my listeners. And I got a friend of mine that says, is it he runs a online bidding site called bid66.com. Is it possible to have one of your products placed onto his website?
I mean, I could talk to the owner. I'm sure we could probably make it happen.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm dropping him the link right now. So the contact information and everything is just the same 866 number, right? Correct?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so that's 1-866-998-1916. That's for anybody out there who might be catching this in the archives and would like give him a call. And this is Stealth Hydro, a five-leaf clover company.
Yes, sir.
A five-leaf.
Yep, we're extra lucky.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I love that, man. And what's your name again, brother?
My name's Matt.
Matt. Hey, man. Well, I appreciate you and all the help, man. And thank you for giving us assistance.
Yep. Any other questions, man? Shoot us a call,
all right? All right. Thank you. Definitely.
All right. Take care.
All right. All right. Shout out to Stealth Hydro. You know what I'm saying? For not, how do we call a goddamn company that sells, well, they don't sell weed growing products. They sell plant growing products.
They really helped you.
Yeah. I try to be, you know, as direct as I can before when I start talking to people. Because I don't, you know, like the other dude, like he got like, you know, I was trying to set him up or something. I ain't trying to set you up. I want to get some information. And at the same time, give you some exposure to your business. You know, ain't like you calling me. So, that's what it is. That was a good call right there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Anybody want to call in with some personal tips or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit up 347-237-5125. Or
can you go a little slower?
You know what I'm saying?
I
got who?
I said, can you go a little slower? The potheads need it a little slower than that. The phone number?
Oh. Well, shit, run the archive back over and over and over and over again until you goddamn get it.
I got it. It's at my fingertips.
That's Stealth Hydro. It's the Stealth Hydro, or you can go to stealthhydroponics.com and reach them toll free 1-866-998-1916.
Tell them DJ Smell So Good sent
you. Yeah, there you go. Tell them, because I ain't say Wrecking the Game Radio, so that's kind of DJ Smell So Good. You know what I mean? I guess y'all get something. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a thank you. At least
I have. You know, I'm saying, all I want is a discount on the machine because I damn sure ordered one. That little bucketeer, I ordered that. Now, the other one he's talking about is the dual spectrum.
You need to set them up for a deal or something, you know?
Yeah, for real. And you know what I'm saying? And especially if. Easy Rider can get it, you know what I'm saying, linked to Bid 66. Shit, I'll be pushing so many motherfuckers over there trying to bid on it. I'll be bidding on it. I'll waste my last whatever bids I got on nothing but that. Nothing but that product.
I might have to bid on that one.
Hey, it's going to be you just have a special Regular Game Radio Show bidding war. just for that product. Easy Rider, you're going to have to set us up for 1 hour special, you know what I'm saying, where it's just going to be us, you know, battling back and forth against each other, you know what I'm saying? And there you go, keep it exclusive. You know, you got to keep it exclusive. Speaking of the man, you know what I'm saying? And I mean the man. Mr. Easy Rider. Ah, yeah.
It's 66.com.
Got to hit him with the hard beam. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Easy, hydroponically riding.
Yo.
What's happening, brother?
Well, I'll tell you what. We do have a thing called an aero garden on the site. It's just a small thing. It's something. It's not hydroponics.
That's
people got to realize hydroponics is not with soil. Hydroponics is with water.
That's right.
And they get it confused a lot. Everybody thinks because they're pumping nutrients and different things into the soil that's hydroponic, and it's not. A 30 years ago, I went to Disney World, and they have a ride there, and it's called the Living Garden. And it is just, this was 30 years ago that Epcot Center put this up, but they were growing tomatoes as big as your head, peppers as big as your head. They had this gigantic, they had a ride. You know, the ride's like you riding a little boats, and they take you around to all the different things, you know. And
it's a small world.
That's a type of ride. It's a small world, it's a ride. Yeah. But this is called the Living World, and it they have every plant. What they do, all the restaurants on the center, Epcot Center and Disney World, this place grows all the vegetables for it. So when you're eating something at Disney World or Epcot, you're actually eating the organic veggies that they grow there. And, I mean, they have some beautiful, beautiful vegetables there. I've never seen stuff like this. And, I mean, this was 30 years ago they were doing it. You dig it?
But see, this is another thing too. 30 years ago, you witnessed. There's no such thing as no motherfucking world hunger. There's no such thing as hunger. Period. You just proved that. You just said right out your mouth. There's no such thing as motherfuckers should be hungry, because it don't matter about the goddamn soil in your area or if you live in the motherfucking desert.
That's right.
Get a battery and a damn converter to plug your goddamn little hydroponic machine up, you growing food.
Well, the only thing you're pumping, Smiley, you're using, like, they usually come with, the smaller kits come with a little pump, look like a fish air pump type thing. That's all. Like you said, it can run on a battery.
That's what that
you
little
can,
bucket. That
right,
little
you
bucket.
Can put the, yeah, you can put the solar panel there, and that solar panel will be plenty of juice to run that little pump, to pump those little drops of water. That's all you're pumping is, like, little drops, like, you know. And like you said, there's no excuse for hunger. You're right.
So, but this is strictly indoors. You wouldn't want to set this on the back porch and expose it to sun.
No, because you still got to maintain the ambient temperature. No, the outside temperature. You can't grow hydroponic in 30 degree weather.
Okay. But say you know, here in Florida, where we got 70 degree weather, and it might drop to 50.
Well, no, that'd be fine. You could do it right there in Florida. Florida's fine. 50's okay, as long as it doesn't freeze. But they're not gonna.
Yeah.
They're not gonna. If the temperature's constant, if you're in Alaska and the temperature's constantly 50, you know your plants aren't gonna grow because they're not getting. They might grow because you're getting the sunlight. I don't know the answer to that, Smelly. I guess you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean,
heat,
what I'm saying is
the heat
is,
has
is
something to do with the growth.
Hydroponics strictly for indoors, or can it be done outdoors too?
It can be done outdoors as long as the temperatures are met.
Okay. So, I mean, you can drop some seeds in some water, you know, make sure it's getting aerated right, you know what I'm saying, through the pump and everything. Throw the nutrients in the water, throw your seeds in, and just from the natural sunlight, it's just, you should
well,
start.
Well,
now
what they do, let me explain to you what they do. I think they substitute the dirt with like a styrofoam type mix, some type of bauxite, some type of
it out of corn
material, and some styrofoam they use. I know that, that's what they use. But they don't use actual dirt, physical dirt. So it's a, you know. Because the roots got to hold on to something. Now, I've seen some of the ones that have like a pole coming down, and those roots grab a hold of the pole on the inside, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, they
some videos out on YouTube. A lot of good videos on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, see the kit. The secret should be, and I guess with these kits, are the rocks. Because the rocks are what are acting as the soil for the roots,
yes,
to get, you know what I'm saying, to hold on to something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So okay.
Now,
but they ain't rocks like
you
would go outside and be grabbing rocks out of the ground, though. These special.
No, yeah, they're regular rocks. No, they're regular rocks.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're regular rocks. Just something for the, all you want is something for the plant to grab a hold of.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting, you know, if you get yourself into it, you know, you can act like he was saying, like, you know, when I had my restaurants, you know, a couple of my chefs actually had these herb gardens, and they had them in their offices, and it was like a hobby type thing, but then they would grow all the herbs fresh. I mean, there's nothing like getting fresh thyme and fresh rosemary and fresh oregano, you know what I mean? And picking it off the vine there and just chopping it up, there's nothing better.
Like the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, yeah.
The Aero Garden family.
Well,
special offer, free garden starter system plus free fast shipping.
Yeah, that's a neat little product. That's around $100 and some.
That's okay.
Aero Garden 3, 6, 7, and the extra, which you can, I guess.
About $100.
That's for extra height and extra light. But all of these come with the light and everything built onto it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole system's there.
Is that what I'm looking at?
Just add water.
I know I'm on the damn radio, man.
Well, if you're going
to
talk
the game
about
radio, you're talking on the side. How can I talk to you?
Oh, this hot. What's up, bud?
This is my Cuba Connect, people. You called all the way from Cuba, yeah, Cuba, America, Cuba, Florida, that is. This is another city in Florida we created. It's Cuba, Florida. Yeah.
I thought that was Little Havana.
Hey, pasa, mi amigo. Buenos tardes.
When you get here, Chance, I got a proposition on a building.
On a building?
Yeah.
You talking about we moving into somewhere?
In the building,
bro. Oh, snap. People.
The club.
Which club? The motorcycle club?
On Osborne.
The motorcycle club.
Yeah.
But you know, I can turn that into the bottom club.
Hey, man, I'm in a club, man. You better watch what you're saying about bike gangs.
I know a real girl, too. I know she'll run it after
you, too. What? All right.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too.
I'm gonna hit you back in about an hour.
Mm-hmm. He's got that old building, that motorcycle, blue building.
Yeah, I remember that. All right, I'm gonna call you back.
All right.
A club. It's called the Motorcycle Club. It used to be a bottle club back in the day. It's always been a bottle club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the lady, the people that owned it at the last time, I guess passed away or something, and then nobody ever took the club back over. It's a nice location.
Where is it at?
Everything.
Where is it at?
It's in. What you mean, where is it at? It's in the hood.
Where? What area? What town?
In Tampa. It's in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a club in my neighborhood. It's like a club I pass by every single day.
Oh, okay.
But it's just been closed down, you know what I'm saying? And I've been looking and getting an alcohol license. But in order for me to get an alcohol license, I got to have a building. You know what I'm saying? Then I can, you know, get it inspected and do all that kind of crap, you know what I'm saying? The license itself well, is nothing. I mean, it's like $300.
Yeah.
But it's only
anything
you
do in Florida. Anything you do in Florida, because I've had several businesses in the state of Florida. Anytime I had stuff to do in Florida, those inspectors come out. They make you do everything. They inspect shit.
Yeah.
They torture you, man.
Yeah.
They put you out of business before you start.
They're going to do that. They're definitely going to do that.
Let me know, Smelly.
Like
I'm interested in it.
The place was already set up for that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's always been designated at. Even the zoning for it. It's already been zoned for that. That's what that purpose of that.
Good call, man. I'm interested. I want a piece of the action.
Yeah.
Give me a call.
So I'm like, shit, yeah. Man, please. People, you don't understand, though. See, if I get a building, I ain't talking about just doing a club. I'm talking about it's going to be, you know, the photo studio, because that's what we've been looking for anyway, because we've been having requests and we've been doing pictures lately at the club. People have been asking us, you know, where can we come and take pictures at? So I'm talking about family pictures, not butt naked pictures. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we want to bring our kids in, you know, put us some outfits on, you know, and snap some photos so we ain't got to go to Brian Allen and get whooped for a $200 package. You know what I'm saying? Which that's what they charge in the malls. You know, they be charging, you know, up to ante. So, you know, I need a building, you know what I'm saying, to get people out the elements, to set them down, put the backdrop up and all that kind of stuff. And then at the same time, utilize the building at nighttime, you know what I'm saying, to do your barber club. And continue, you know, doing everything else. Get your pictures and all that other kind of shit.
I think I noticed about Florida, the rents are so high on stuff. They want astronomical amounts of money for stuff. And what pisses me off, you know, when I was down around Miami and that, I was just down there a couple months ago. We were looking for some properties. I mean, there's a million places for rent down there.
But see,
million places for rent.
What you talking about, though? See, you talking about Miami, and that's a heavily tourist place. So they know if you open up a shop or anything, you should be making some money because of the amount of people.
Yeah, but you know what they
Tampa
do?
Tampa is different, though. You know what I'm saying? Tampa is not a tourist attraction.
Here's what they do wrong in Miami. They got all these buildings vacant. They want like $10,000 a month for a 2,000 square foot building. It'll sit there empty for 5 years. Instead of renting it out for somebody for a couple thousand to get them on their feet and gradually increase the rent, they don't do that. They'll let that building sit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piss me off.
You know what? I've worked plans out like that for different people. I had a plan. You know what I'm saying? I worked out a plan like you just said, and increasingly, look, I'm going to start out $100 this month. Next month is $200. Third month is $300. You know what I'm saying? It increases, though. So this way, I can build up my clientele. You know what I'm saying? I can get my advertising, everything I need to be successful.
Nobody gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Yeah, it makes no sense to put a person in there. You talking about you want $1,000 deposit, and I want $1,000 rent up front. Like, what? And then I want $1,000 a month. Come on, man.
Well, they don't care because hey, most of them got that properties given to them from their mommies and daddies, and they just sit on it, and they write it off as a tax write-off. So they'll just let it sit there vacant and make the whole thing look like a piece of crap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real. That is real. While people like me, you know what I'm saying, begging to get into a little spot, you know what I'm saying, to make my little boom boom room happen. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to, you know, be the next Harlem Knights or nothing like that. But to have a place where my artists can come and I know and they know they're going to get their music played, so now I can, you know, bring people into my place, so I know you only going to hear independent music. So if I bring up DJ, a producer or something like that, I ain't got to tell him to go down to, you know, to Ybor City, the Empire, and then we might hear the song played. You know what I'm saying? That's the problem that I be facing. So with me, I always try to just, if it's a problem, I just try to do it myself to take the problem all the way out. And it ain't no problem. That's why I became a DJ, because it was a problem, you know, getting John Newton's music played in the club. Okay, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'll just become the DJ and be in the club playing her motherfucking music. Even if nobody else don't play it, I'm going to play it. I'm going to play everybody's music that nobody else don't play. And that's the type of DJ I am. You know, so, but it was because it was a need. You know what I'm saying? It was a need. So I'm just filling a void, a need. What motherfucking need shit? Boom Boom Room. Yeah, you know, Boom Boom Room. Shouts out to Jaime Garcia, you know what I'm saying, following closely to what I'm saying. Yeah, the boom boom room. Y'all know what the boom boom room is. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. You know. Don't worry about it. All right, people. Enough about hydroponics and all that old good hydro stuff. You know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That means it's time for the next
Can you dig
people.
It?
Can
you dig it? Can you dig it?
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make it, when we make we clear. It's when everything is right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. I'm
going
to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Oh, yeah, people. Wednesday, Wednesday for this hydroponic. This is the top of the hour when we get into the nutty news. I mean the nutty news. It's time for the Nutty News, people, but I'm doing something a little bit different on this Nutty News. We're actually going to be bringing you news from NuttyNewsToday.com and also Cannabis News from CannabisNews.org. Since this is the day that we are talking about the good old marijuana. We're going to start this thing off at the Nutty News, though. You know what I'm saying? Bringing you news from around the world. And I mean the world. Right over here. I don't. Yeah, you're too close. You need to move. There. Yeah. You're too close. You need to move. Washington dicks on chicks, people. Shouldn't be starting at the top. You know what I'm saying? You need to move. Time you get out of Washington done, lady. All right. You're creeping on the come up. Washington dicks on chicks, that's Washington, D.C. Electricity bill at the Department of Labor is $1 million. You know, you always got to put the finger on the side of your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like in that movie. Yeah. Since I ain't getting paid, I ain't giving them no promo. But in that movie. Night after night, year after year, this inside reporter observed lights left on in federal government buildings. So I decided to see just how much taxpayers were spending to keep empty buildings illuminated. For several months, we kept track of the lights left on in dozen federal buildings, including the Departments of Commerce, Agriculture, Transportation, and Energy, always checking after 10 p.m., each on at least six occasions. 1 month's electricity bill at the Department of Labor topped $1 million. That was a bill paid in July of last year. The month before, the department paid a bill of nearly $700,000. And utility costs of that magnitude are not unusual? Huh. Well, I mean, well, when it comes to buildings, though, you got to keep lights on anyways. So many, there's so much crying to go on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what time it is. Yeah, and the guest, who the is the guest? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Steak Salt. Who the is Steak Salt? Shouts out to you.
Leave him alone.
I'm hungry and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, guest 5866 been there for a good little minute. You know what I'm saying? Since the beginning of the show, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Feeling themselves and all that. It's all good, though. Fuck it. I'm feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my soulmate out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm turning on a new leaf, you know what I'm saying? I'm lying like a motherfucker. I'm finna kick the guest out like a motherfucker, y'all.
Oh, you ain't.
Don't tell nobody.
Just wrong now.
Don't tell nobody.
Wow.
Oh, man. Over here in South Carolina, IHOP Pancake House is trashed in the wild brawl. That's what I'm talking about. Pancakes flying everywhere. Cops are attempting to identify the participants in a wild brawl at an International House of Pancakes. The clip, which includes some cursing, the female combatants are seen punching and wrestling with each other as tables are toppled. At one point, a woman picks up a coffee pot and strikes another woman in the head while she is being pinned to a table. Later, a man is seen swinging a cane at the woman who was struck with the coffee pot. The woman, adopting a lion tamer's pose, picks up a chair and tosses it at the cane wielder. God damn.
Just like in the movies, baby.
Hey, they're wild, wild westing it up in there.
Damn. And that was women, right?
Yeah, those were women, you know. Well, except for the cane thrower, that was probably an old man or something. You know, that's all good. But you know, ladies, you tore up the IHOP. You know what I'm saying? Where I like my blueberry pancakes in Belgium.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In New York, a lawmaker proposes ban on talking and walking. Some of y'all motherfuckers need that.
What? Come on.
Hey, please, can you shut the fuck up?
That's
just walk. Shut the fuck up. Jeez, we might be moving to New York. That's a...
Wow.
Damn. I can't even do that. After targeting distracted drivers, some New York lawmakers want to go after distracted walkers. They are looking to ban them from using iPods, music players, and cell phones while walking and crossing the street. Some said they object to the move as an intrusion by the government into their everyday lives of people, like nanny state syndrome. When people are doing things that are detrimental to their own well-being, then government should step in, Brooklyn Senator Carl Kruger said. The fine for violating the law would be $100, which supporters hope will be enough to stem what they think is a disturbing trend, a slight increase in fatality. Me personally, I would be all for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just going across crosswalks, people. Put the fucking phone down and pay attention. You know? Get out of the iPod. You know what I'm saying? Stop selecting songs while you walking across the street. I done seen so many people get hit, you know what I'm saying, or almost ran over while standing on the corner because they don't pay attention, and they walk up to the corner so close that when a car turns, that they almost get hit. We done had two, three kids get killed here in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, by being on the cell phone while trying to walk across the street. You know, and playing on your little games and all that. You know, come on, people. It's a time and a place to do everything. But the time to pay attention is when you got people that might be drunk drivers coming across this light. And just because it's red, that means go. Just because the crosswalk tell you to go, that don't mean you walk out in front of the traffic and just start walking. You know what I'm saying? You still stop, look to make sure all these cars come to a complete stop, and nobody don't run into them when they do stop. And then you walk across the street. You know, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, I'm with that. I'm cool with that. Dumbass bitch. Yeah, that brings up the point. The dumbass bitch that fell into the the damn shit at the mall. You know what I'm saying? Do the right thing. Tell them to say that's the double truth, Ruth. That's what my mother called me. Okay. What the hell? I'm out of steak sauce, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for participating. And one more. Over here at Walmart, Walmart offers makeup and anti-aging products for 8-year-olds. Guess the old people aren't shopping as much as they used to. You know what I'm saying? Got to target a younger area. Walmart is going after the tweens. What the f*** is a tween?
Well, in between a teenager and...
Oh, come on. Come the f*** on with all these made-up words, man. Jesus, people.
You know, that age.
Tween. I don't know what that age is. I was never a tween. I was a damn kid or a teenager. What nothing in between that? Oh, boy. We in the new age, people. We gotta catch up with the lingo. You know what I'm saying? Gotta catch up. Walmart is going after the tween ages 8 through 12 market with the new Geo Girl beauty line. The 8-year-old girls need lipstick. Another debate, but this line will offer colorful cosmetics and mother-approved makeup products. According to a recent article in Women's Wear Daily, the formulas are designed for young skin and have natural ingredients like white willow bark to exfoliate, chamomile, lavender, and calendula to calm and antioxidants to prevent aging. There's a cleanser, mineral blush, liquid two powder, power shadow, feather lash mascara, face shimmer, and body mist among the offerings. Man, please, that's somebody's perverted ideal of dressing up some goddamn little girls. Making them look like little women. What else? Cover up y'all perverted ass ways. That's bullshit, people. You don't be dressing your kids up no damn makeup. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is an 8-year-old doing to makeup? You ever wore makeup when you was 8?
No.
When you was 9?
No, not until I was about... 13.
Oh, okay. See. So the teen. When you were a teen. 13.
Yeah,
13. A teenager. You know what I'm saying? And you step into that next level of growing up, you know, and understanding. But kids running around playing makeup, that is not cute. And you dressing your kid up and putting in some damn body shimmer and shit? Hell no, nah, people. Come on now. That's some grown folk shit now.
You know?
And the smells that put off, you know what I'm saying, you know, are attraction smells. So therefore, you know what I'm saying, your child shouldn't be walking around attracting little young men. You know,
yeah.
He should be there getting the education, you know what I'm saying, not your little boy running his little smelling all up on her neck or somewhere else.
That's what
which we just had the eighth grade, little second grader. Sucking dick in the damn classroom, people. Yeah. So go ahead and dress them up with lipstick and mascara and everything else and see what the fuck happens. Welcome to CannabisNews.org. We provide access to the latest news stories regarding cannabis, marijuana, ganja, weed, MJ, 420, skunk, medical marijuana users, skunk farms, bus arrests, and legal issues. Yeah. What I'm talking about. We also link to the best related websites, forums, and portals, like nearly 55 pounds of pot seized by police. Wow. Chicago police seized around 55 pounds of marijuana and other drugs with an estimated value of more than $450,000. Wow. More pot news. California seniors attend medical cannabis conference over the weekend, and this past weekend was a one-day medical cannabis conference for seniors, which featured presentations by Dr. William Courtney and Dr. Daniel Abrams. Wow, that's cool. That's in California, so people don't be thinking you're going to be attending shit in your own area. Yeah. You got to go to California. Daughter of nuclear scientist pleads not guilty to drug charges. The daughter of a nuclear, the daughter of a British nuclear scientist facing the death penalty in Malaysia after being allegedly caught with 16,000, and this is an AE, so I don't know what that little abbreviation is, but he got caught with a lot of cannabis and heroin. Damn. This is a daughter? Wait a minute, I'm thinking this is a dude. Okay, hold on. She pleaded not guilty to drug possession and trafficking charges. What the hell? All right, we're going to go in on this one. God damn. Okay, let's see. Oriental chick. Cute chick, too. Let's see. Mother of two was arrested in December along with husband, 46, Abdul Harris Fadila, after police found cannabis, amphetamines, and 225 grams of heroin when they raided the family home in Malaysia's northern Terengganu state. A district magistrate court official said the pair denied the eight counts of possession and trafficking the drugs. Possession of just 15 grams of heroin in Malaysia carries the death penalty, while the cannabis charges carry life in jail. The couple met in Miami but moved to Malaysia in 1995, where they set up and ran a holiday resort called Ranting, a complex of budget chalets and a bar at Cheriting, a popular backpacker coastal town. Blah, 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 one of four children, blah, blah, blah. Back to scientists. She claims to have been held a virtual prisoner during almost their whole marriage by her husband, who she says forced her to take drugs with him. The capital charges will be heard in the court, while six lesser charges will go before the magistrate court. The couple were denied bail as they await the hearing, next hearing on March 31st. Drugs police have yet to complete their investigation before forwarding their findings to the state prosecutor. Blah, 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 blah.
Damn.
That's a lot of drugs. Man. And we thinking we was, you know what I'm saying? Thinking we doing something down in Florida. We ain't moving. We ain't moving. You know what I'm saying? We ain't moving nothing. All right, anyway, let me get back, back to my news. Cannabis. Cannabisnews.org. And we all think you know I heard about this. Will Montel Williams' celeb power help medical marijuana bill in Maryland? 15 states and the District of Columbia, except for Washington, D.C., that is. Yeah. District of Columbia have medical marijuana laws on the books, and Maryland is on the verge of deciding whether to become number 16. Oh, they might be talking about Washington. Wow. Representative Del Morhaime plans to introduce a bill to legalize medical marijuana in the Maryland General Assembly this week. That's what I'm talking about. We need all the help we can get. Pump it on up. Pump it on up. All right. Keep this thing moving. 954, I see you on the line. Give me one moment, and I'll be right there with you. And last but not least, we got Bottled Bud. New marijuana soda is launching soon. Yeah. How about a refreshing can of cola? Yeah, that's spelt with C-A-N-N-A. Can of cola. Like cannabis. Company based in Soquel, California, has created a new line of soda pop, or marijuana soda, that it plans to launch in Colorado in February. That's what I'm talking about. I might have to go up there for my birthday. Oh. Sorry, people. And tell Goofy Bone to send me y'all's ass. Send me some soda, dog. You know what I mean. If you know what I mean. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and, okay. I'm finna beam him in, but just cut out on us there. 954. That was a friend of Mr. Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mr. Vice Grip. Representing down there in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, shit. And he read my mind. Oh, shit. Shout out to Mr. Goopy. Bye. up in this motherfucker. Sacramento Joker, see you off in that up in there. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody up in California. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, you know. Real quick before we go into the next article.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here it is.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Decent callers, here 408, you're on the air.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus Christ, get him off! You see, folks, this is what I'm saying here, folks. If it's not feminists, all right, sitting here complaining that I'm calling them out for the bull-nosed bull dykes that they are, if it's not liberals, you know, trying to agitate me because I'm yanking them right out of the Trotsky communist closet, and if it's not, you know, teabaggers and, you know, all these other people, you know, calling me up because I'm not falling hook, line, and sinker with their propaganda and their team, I've got these goddamn assholes calling me up, and I'm sick of it! I'm sick of hearing piece of garbage's name! I'm sick of hearing it!
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh, man, that's so funny right there, man. Over here in West Virginia, ex-veterinarian pretends to work at a hospital. Couldn't get enough of the funky stuff, you know what I'm saying? South Charleston police say Stephen Monken dressed like a doctor and went into patients' rooms at Thomas Memorial Hospital while they slept. It's what police say he was doing in those rooms that's truly bizarre. Police arrested Moncam at the hospital after a patient woke up to see bandaged, stuffed animals, notes about castration around his room, and placed cotton balls on a private area of his body? Wow, that is psychologically weird. Yeah. Okay.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That's some crazy shit, though. You wake up to see a motherfucker stand, you know, over you, and then you look down and all this crazy shit going around. You got cotton balls on your balls. What the fuck is going on? Damn, boy. And what's even crazier is that y'all let this dude just walk around the hospital for a good minute. You know what I'm saying? Ain't he got an ID badge on? He just got a white coat on that say I'm nuts on the back, and y'all, you might as well had, and y'all just let him walk around. All right. Over here in Colorado, insurance company drops vet over a 2 cent shortage. Yeah, ain't that like the woman that got dropped? You know what I'm saying? The old lady? Damn. But you ain't having it, I see. It was an innocent enough mistake, according to Ron's wife, Frances Flanagan. If I only had just hit the 9 instead of the 7, Frances said. When she was paying their monthly health insurance premium online in November, Frances swapped a 7 for a 9, leaving their $328.69 payment 2 cents short. The couple only found out about losing their coverage at a doctor's appointment. Ron has been fighting cancer since September 2008. Multiple melanoma in the bone marrow. He needs another transplant before the end of February, and they have a donor. But because of the 2 cent mistake, Sarah Deanne Cobra Services will not pay for the procedure. That is some bullshit. I tell you what, we finna do. They finna call their ass up and find out why the hell they ain't paying for this man goddamn service. How about that? Put your ass on blast. Goddamn motherfucker. Over 2 cents. Y'all got like fucked up. Sarah Radiant. Let's see, we're on Ceridian.com. Let's go to Contact Us. Contact Us in the U.S., yeah. Ceridian, gift cards, no. Payroll, no. What the f*** is this? There are no direct way of contact. Customer support, customers. Damn, kids screaming loud as hell. Alright, well, I was going to call them. Can't call them. Alright, sorry. I was going to call them, but can't call them. Let me beam a couple of people up here.
Timmy!
Three 6 1 9 5 4. You live on Wednesday. Wednesday presents Hydroponics. Live on the Starship Smelling Trash. Regular Game Radio. What's happening?
Hello. Hi.
I'm from Texas. Texas. And Vice had me to call the station.
Oh, that's
and I
want
to listen to one of his songs. Yeah.
Well, shout out to Texas. What part of Texas you represent?
The South.
The South part.
Way
of Texas.
Down south.
Fort Worth, Dallas. Where you at?
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi. All right. Shout out to Corpus Christi. All right. Corpus Christi, Texas is in the building, people. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
That's what we do. Well, I'm your host, Mr. DJ Smell So Good, aka Captain Smell So Good. You riding out on the Starship Smelly Pride, along with my sidekick, Miss Heavenly Angel. She's out of Seattle, Washington. And what we do, yeah, so we all the way around the world right here, people. We all the way around the world. And I mean the world. So what we all do normally at this time, I do what you just stepped into is called the Nutty News of the Day. And, you know, I read little news-related articles and stuff like that, give you some worldly perspective of what's going on around the world. But since we got Mr. Vice Grip on the line, you know what I'm saying, you know, my brother from the African mothers, you know what I'm saying, going down real big, I'm going to interrupt this here, and we're going to get into one of his songs, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I do that here. And I'm going to do this for you. And what's your name again?
I'm Janice.
Miss Janice. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
No, not Janice.
He used to say that. It's Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. You know. Thought you want to throw that at me. Okay, that's what's up. Yeah, no. It's all good, people. You know?
I see that. Told you I was a pig.
Oh, right. We're getting into this new hit right here by my own boy, Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Representing real big. This is Babylon System of Fraud. And if y'all know what the Babylon is, you know what I'm saying? After this song, I'm going to bring my homeboy in. He gonna break the whole meaning of this song down. You know what I'm saying? Because I know some people out there, you know, don't speak the lingo. You know, but we're going to break it down for you. You know what I'm saying? So everybody got that clear understanding. All right?
Right.
Back in the Game Radio exclusive, Vice Grip, Babylon System.
Babylon System, set up the references. The system of fraud, that's why they fall. Babylon system, set up the real crisis. Them system of fraud, so all we need is God. The system don't care about the
God. No, all we need is God. The right about time to add. Hold me, God. The same system. I fight against the president. The many poor can't get no end. Let all the road crashes. Set up the real questions. Them system of fraud. So all we need is God. The poor are bound. The poor are gone. No one answer. The poor gone. The world was crisis. And everything red. And crime rising. Hold our conscience.
Lord, a better life. In come Lord, the best of life. Some of poor people have feel depression. Better life. Then come Lord, the best of life. Younger poor people have depression. Younger poor people have suffer financially. Younger poor people have live a paycheck to paycheck. They do most of the work, they get less pay. Why is a crime to be poor in this time? Leaders of the world need to help the poor in this time. To cut down on the robbery, the killing and crime. Poor people need all the help in this time. To live a better life. The income loads the best of kind. It's only poor people that feel depression. The income loads the best of kind. Poor people need help to live a better life.
Aye. I can't get high.
Penny!
Oh, it's my remix, y'all. That remix. All right, people, we back up in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Miss Janice, Miss Jackson, if she nasty, or you nasty, or we nasty, somebody nasty. You know what I'm saying? Somebody nasty. Going real big over here. We got Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, representing. Mr. Vice Grip, blessed love. You on the line, brother?
Yeah, bless your love, man.
Up in the building, people. This is Mr. Fighter's Grip. You know what I'm saying? We represent Florida heavy, people. You know what I'm saying? We represent there in a big way. Tampa all the way to Fort Lauderdale, all the way to Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody out that way. It's going down real big. You know what I'm saying? What's happening, blessed love, Fighter's Grip? What's that going?
Hello, don't know. Fighter's Grip, blessing, highly favored. Short order, Miss Jenny is over there in
Hey, I got real quick, my homeboy Jamie Carzia, you know what I'm saying, is in Texas. He said he grew up in Corpus Christi, so he wanted to send a shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? He said you need a good deal on a house, he can hook you up, you know what I'm saying, refinancing and all that. He got mortgages for the low.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in real estate and all that. Yeah.
All right.
The small world. It's a big world. But
yes,
it's a
it
small
is.
World after all. wasn't that a song?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, I think I just thought that line up. You know what I'm saying? I just came up with that. Yeah. No plagiarism or copyright. Vice Grip, what's happening with you today, my brother? What's happening, man? Thank you for inviting Miss Janice too, you know what I'm saying, to hang out with us. And we do this each and every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There right.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on the show, man. I know it's a blessing. I don't know God speak to me to deliver all these messages to all these people. You understand what I'm saying? They don't know Vice Grip to deliver the messages to his song, because the people out there, they are hungry and desperate for all these words, because they're blind to what's going on in the world at the moment. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't know, say, I see them evil within the Babylon system. They are the owner for the crabs in the barrel. I didn't hear you play that song, but you can't leave that for later. See? You don't know. So now, they are the same owner that control the money. They control the food. They control the media. They control the television. So they feed the people them mind with lies. So they control the people their mind. See? They tell the people what they want them to know, but not what the people needed to know. You understand what I'm saying? So they now educate the people.
let them know what's going on, because I want them to be blind to what's going on. So that's why God speaks through by script to deliver all these powerful metrics. Keep them, you don't know. System don't care about the poor, the help of the rich, and all the poor. The poor say poor, cause they set up the system to rob from the poor. But Babylon system, hey, that's why they fight. Babylon system, set up the real crisis. Them system of pride, so we need is God.
Oh, now I'll never know when Vice Grip does. You know what?
See if you bastards can do 90.
Okay. He slowed down. He slowed down. And we.
That's it, man. And I don't want that.
That's real, man. And you know, big ups to you, man. I just, you know, I thank the Lord for, you know, allowing me to be here to put your message out there to the people. You know what I'm saying? I've known Vice Grip, almost 2 years now.
2 years.
And we steadily progressing. You know what I'm saying? From day one I met him to day now. And we still hooked up. You know what I'm saying? Still representing independent artists, and the music is still going around the world. And I mean, the world.
Vice Grip, hold on to faith. You don't know, sir, the strong faith that carry Vice Grip through. You don't know, sir, hold up a fight that one.
Vice Grip, phone cutting in now a little bit.
Faith, you see?
Phone. Yeah, your phone was cutting out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, there you go. It was cutting out for a second. Vice Grip.
Yeah, Vice Grip, yeah, man. Last.
Okay. Yeah, we do all kind of crazy stuff on this show, people. So, you know, y'all got to be prepared for anything. You know what I'm saying?
You mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
You know? I mean, you got to be ready. Sometimes the shit goes down.
Right? Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Open the window.
And we're back. So, you know, Miss Janice, what you feeling? What you liking about Mr. Vice Grip, Mr. Blessed Love?
He has a nice voice for the music that's coming out right now, and it talks a lot about what's going on, like the economical system. You know, the richer get rich and the poor get poor. But really, all we need is God. So, to me, that has being up top and then to be able to fall again and then come back up, I had to depend on the God. So, I like the song. I like the way he puts it out. I like the way he presented.
And where did you first hear the song? How did you hear the song?
I heard it on through Vice Grip when he was here in Corpus Christi, Texas, and he allowed my family and everyone to listen to it. And we didn't hear anymore, and now we're able to hear it on one of the Jamaican channels through that was across the world. And he told me I can catch it on the radio station right now, so that's what I called, so I can hear the song. Mm-hmm.
All right, that is you know, that makes me
drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh yeah, that feels real good right there. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. You know, and because I'm not a crab in the barrel, uh-huh. what we talk about on this show. You know what I'm saying? You know, spreading the love and spreading the wealth. You know what I'm saying? And helping another person. Help come up, you know what I'm saying, as, you know, you come up, of course, you got to come up, you know, before you can help somebody up, but once you come up,
You know, you got to lend that hand. That's what we preach on this network, on this show, at least on this show, you know. And that's what we all about. So what I'm going to do is, have you heard Crabs in a Barrel?
No, I haven't. No.
And you haven't?
I would love
to
hear.
Wow. You are in for a treat, people. You are in for a treat. Go ahead and debut live right here.
Exclusive
on Wrecking the Game Radio. This is Mr. Vice Grip, Crabs in a Barrel.
Against each other, more than all be out of each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Club in a barrel, full bad mind.
Yeah, going down real big. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead. bring everybody back up in here. We got like 9 minutes left to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank everybody first off for bringing everybody back up in here.
Timmy!
All righty. And riding around the world. And I mean the world. Hey, Vice Grip.
It's blessed.
You remember you remember when we came up, when you had the show, and I came up with the idea for the Obama, wearing the Obama mask on stage, and then we have the barrel with the little crabs crawling out of it, and then had to blow up crabs and throw the crabs in the audience as we singing the song. You remember that?
I remember.
Yeah. No, the concert actually got canceled, people. That was supposed to be down in Miami. And the show ended up getting canceled because the weather was all crazy and stuff. That concept was so hard. That we was like, wow, we couldn't wait to do it. It was crazy. So, you know, but that we got a concept for that song, you know what I'm saying, to give you a real visual, you know, to give you some visual effect. And
because, I don't hurt you. It's what happened to him now. It's what happened. I guess somebody have to lose their life before unity can come in the United States of America. And that's what I'm saying. That should not have to happen. And that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing I've been preaching about, this unity for people to come together and live as one. And that's what I'm saying. Because those people creating all these parties to, you know, divide us. I'm saying this Babylon party they created to divide us. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They are fighting against their own, fighting against each other. They are fighting against each other to get their political power. That's what I'm saying. That's why we are so divided, because of this racism and hate crime. Are just like a terrorist. Terrorists are the same thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when they keep creating this party to overthrow the government, it's like they might overthrow the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a such thing as overthrowing the government, but ain't no such thing as overthrowing the government. Because at the same time, each state has their own governing body, you know what I'm saying? So what are you overthrowing?
No, what I'm saying, if they create this party to overthrow the president.
Yeah, the little Tea Party crap. Yeah. They throw a little derail into it, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But,
you know, at the same time, when you go to vote, you look on your ballot, it's over 20 other different parties that you can actually vote on. You know what I'm saying? And although those are the unpublicized parties, Tea Party just been on the ballot for years. They just, you know, finally came and got some money together, and now they can, you know what I'm saying, buy up some media spots. It's not really hard to get your party recognized. You just need to buy up the media spots. You know what I'm saying? But then that's going to be the challenge, because the folks that's running the media are the ones that are keeping the game going between just the Republican and the Democratic side. So they don't want you to see the Ross Perot party or whoever want to come along and have their little party, the Green Party, the
Ron Paul, yeah.
All kind of, you got all kind of parties. You got, you know, 20 different parties that you can choose from. You know what I'm saying? But now the Tea Party has just stepped up in the game. And because the way they've stepped up in it, they actually getting free publicity now because of some of the tactics that they're using, which is just working out in their benefit. All they're looking for is just more publicity, because the more publicity that they get, you know what I'm saying, that helps in building up their followers. So it's a catch-22 effect, you know what I'm saying? You can get yourself into the loop. That loop's going to carry. It's going to... You're going to ride.
I did not get a chance to explain myself of what I'm talking about, because I did not call a specific party. And that's what I'm saying, because ain't nothing wrong with a party come together and fight for their rights, fight for what they believe in. And that's what I'm saying. But God dear, trying to divide people. And that's what I'm saying, not trying to bring people together. You have to fall. And that's what happened. They are falling now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So right now, what I'm trying to say, you know, we need God. We don't need two
try to divide each other. We need to come together. So Republican, Democrat, we are one people. We need to come together. You understand what I'm saying? We don't need to fight against each other because that's not going to help us. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'll fight against the president is not going to help the countries, like, you know, among the countries.
Right, right. I agree with that. I agree with that. You know, hey, you know, you got to let every man do his mission, you know what I'm saying? And nobody complained, you know what I'm saying, when the shit did really hit the fan, you know what I'm saying? And that was through the earlier years, so, you know, I just wade through the water as we, you know what I'm saying, go through change. You know what I'm saying, in progress. And it might not be direct progress that you want to see because it's not, you know what I'm saying, directly related to you, like the, you know, home exemptions and all that. I don't care nothing about that. But at the same time, all of that helped out my mother, you know what I'm saying, when she bought her new home, you know, the $8,000 home buyer's credit. And she got the $8,000, you know, without being penalized or anything else or anything old, you know what I'm saying. And to me, you know, if that showed that was progress, you know what I'm saying, that he did do something, and that was something major, you know, to help stimulate. And if you didn't jump on board, then that's you just still sleeping there. You know, we do got lazy people in the world that just don't want to progress and just want to sit there and ride the gravy train.
So good. As you know, I get out there in the sun and the rain, camping. I didn't just campaign for Barack Obama. I campaigned for the American people, for the people of the world. And that's what I'm saying, to bring this peace, to bring this unity. Because right now, we have more than economical disaster. We have more than economical crisis. We have a unity problem right now in America. We need to come together. You understand what I'm saying? We need to bring our people together.
Well, I mean, that's what the man's birthday we just celebrated was all about, you know? That's why everybody's allowed over here because of that man, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Martin Luther King, you know, for preaching that message, you know? And people kind of fail to realize that on a daily basis, you know? If it wasn't because of that one man, you know, and his beliefs, you know, no other country would be over here right now. So there you go, you know what I'm saying? And it was because of his preachings of everybody, you know, we all need to come together. It wasn't preachings of, you know, black or white. It was the preachings of anybody who poor or oppressed and need some, you know, help. They need to get help, and you need to assist them. And he was speaking to the government, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop hating, you know what I'm saying, and help. So, and because of him, you know what I'm saying, that's why you got Italians over here, Russians over here, Guatemalans over here, Haitians over here. You would have never had that, you know what I'm saying, had he not stepped up and took the sacrifice that he did.
Don't forget about Marcus Garvey. We're here bringing people together. Yeah? And that's what I'm saying. You were the first person to get deported from the United States of America. Marcus Garvey from Jamaica. You were the first person deported from the United States of America. Bringing people together just like Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Well, there's been plenty in history. There's been plenty in history, put it that way. I shouldn't say no one man. It's been plenty in history that have helped us, but they all have had that same message of unity coming together, and let's all progress as a people and not as individual groups, colors, creeds, and all that kind of crap. None of that. We just people, you know what I'm saying? And then, truthfully, when you go other places in the world, that's how people treat you. They treat you like a person. They don't treat you like a color. They treat you like a person. But then you do go into propaganda-written places, and the propaganda is what, you know what I'm saying, puts up the hatred. So it might not even be a hatred against, you know, you. It could be a hatred against gays, you know what I'm saying, in that particular area. Against dog, anything, you know what I'm saying? But the propaganda is what's running that. And that's our problem here in the United States. We just got propaganda machine taking over, and it's hard to shut it down. Once we shut it down, you know, everything will be cool, you know. We'll be all right. You know? But we're working on it. Everybody working on it. I'm working on it. That's why we got these independent radio stations, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing and giving our time to spread, you know what I'm saying, more than just what the mainstream is trying to get. So you get everything. You get music, talk, love, laugh. It's going down right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying?
The message is all there in the songs, man.
What's that?
I said the message is all there in the songs, you know. I've been preaching for years now. If it, that second song that I play is there, Pressure on the Poor, Economical Pressure. No, not Economical Pressure. The Income Load Bill, So Sky High, that one from 04, you know. Tell the people to open up their eyes to see what's going on around the world, but they waste billions of dollars doing the wrong thing. And look what happened now. One drop. It's like a disaster. You know what I'm saying? See all these things before it happened. I see all these things before it come. See that the world's going to get bad.
Your songs really, you know, ain't manifested yet, which they will, you know what I'm saying? Time will just, you know, will tell. But, you know, right now they haven't manifested into the message, you know what I'm saying? People ain't, it ain't got out there to the point where people got it, you know what I'm saying? And once it manifests, I'm telling you, it's going to catch on, though. It's going to catch on, it's going to circulate, and the people going to get that message. And once people get the message, then they'll have something else to really believe in, you know, and that's what we need, you know. Well, that's what people need, just something else to believe in besides, you know, just what they always been taught, you know. And that's what we got here. We've always been taught what to do, one thing, you know, a certain way, and never seen the opportunity to do it another way, you know. So that's what you bring to the table. You bring, you know what I'm saying, the power to show that it's another way, you know what I'm saying. You just another prophet along prophets, you know what I'm saying, with your own style of getting your message out. And, you know, I'm just helping you get it out there.
The nail in the head, right in the head when I said that a while ago, you know, it's not manifest as yet, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's coming, though. It's coming. It ain't manifested yet, but believe you me, you know. As my mom always say, she always say, be blessed and manifest. You know, so you got, you know, and once it manifests, you know what I'm saying, you'll be blessed. There you go. Be blessed and manifest, my brother. There you go. On that note, people, we are at the end of the show on here live with Wrecking the Game Radio. Wednesday, Wednesday presents hydroponics. People, you can grow your food naturally. There's no such thing as world hunger. Stop sending your 25 cent talking about buying a pack of kids. You know what I'm saying? No. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? If anything, send them some hydroponic machines over there with instruction manuals in order to feed them people that they so-called saying is starving. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, run this episode back and listen to it one more again. You know what I'm saying? Live right here on Wrecking Again Radio. I'd like to thank my guest, my sidekick, you know what I'm saying, Miss Heavenly Angel, especially. You know what I'm saying? Guest Miss Janice, representing Corpus Christi up in the building. Shout out to everybody out there in Texas. You know what I'm saying? And definitely Mr. Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying, for coming through and doing everything that you do. All my people's in the chat room, Mr. Easy Rider, Amy Garcia, Goofy Bone, the guest that stayed up in here and it was cool. Steak Sauce. Somebody else that came up in here, and the other people that came, all y'all. Thank y'all.
Hey, send a shout out to my cousin. I didn't know that you were there, man.
I ain't hear you. What'd you say?
Goofy, I didn't know that. Goofy, a long time ago, I don't hear from him, man.
Yeah. He was on the bridge though. He wasn't on the line, but he was in the bridge though. He was listening. He was listening, my brother.
Tell him blessed. You don't know.
Oh, yeah. And tune in tomorrow for Too Much Music Thursday. No talk, people. Nothing but good music. Back to back to back to back to back. More Vice Grip tracks and others. You know what I'm saying? So come hang out with all of us right here live. Wrecking the Game Radio. Wrecking the Game Radio. Peace. End this off with Miss Shelly K. Special Friends. Y'all already know how we do it. When we get into it. Out of song right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah. Going down real big. Shout out to Miss Computer.
Friend, I will always stand by you. Show me that you care.